Welcome to the Team Management Systems podcast, focusing on pinpointing business objectives and setting the scene for your workshop.
I think the key thing is that you've got to know why it is that you want to use TMS.
We've run in the last 5 or 6 years team management workshops with about 150 real teams. And the problem is people have an abstract concept of teams. They say, we want to work better as a team. I'm going to concentrate this year on teamwork. And then we say, what are you going to do? And they don't know.
Generally, they say we have a problem with our team. I've rarely had them come and say we have a business problem and we feel this is a way of tackling it. They rarely identify that the business problem might have to do with the way they work together.
You've got to relate it back, I always believe, to what the purpose of the team is, what goals it set itself.
Most of my applications are with real teams, integrated teams, and what we tend to do is to use the TMS technology as the starting point to get people to understand each other prior to looking at some of the key issues of the team, i.e. which are the critical success factors for that team to be effective over the next period of time. It's pretty critical that the scene is set, the stage is set for completing the questionnaire. And it's important, as far as I'm concerned, that they fill in this questionnaire in a fairly unhurried way, and to do that they need to understand what it's measuring.
All I say to them is the questionnaire is about preference. It's about what you are and what you prefer to be. Therefore, it's not to be seen as good, bad, right, wrong. And I think that's very important, that people should see that and understand that right at the beginning, because otherwise they see it as a sort of performance assessment, performance appraisal.
So the first thing I'm quite careful with is putting over to them that it's simply work preference. That's all we're going to talk about. Not you at home even, it's simply you in a work environment.
And when you ask them to fill the questionnaire, you explain what's behind, but there's no need to give social acceptable answers, because you're talking about work preferences, you're talking about something you like to do. So why should you try to give a better answer or whatever?
One thing I've found very helpful in putting their mind at rest and helping them be honest is being upfront about the feedback process and ensuring them that every single one of them will get feedback, that it's confidential to them, it's not going on their personal files, I'm not going to show their boss or anything like that. How they use it is up to them. But there's quite a sort of shift in attitude when you start saying, well, you know, you're going to own this material and you will definitely get feedback.
You've been listening to Peter Taylor, Jonathan Coates, Shauna Hall, Jeff Christiansen, Alan Barrett, Jane Gritt and Edgard Muhlman in a podcast from Team Management Systems. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.